Well, I did what she said, Mr. Holmes, and I carried the bird all the way to Kilburn. I told my pal what I'd done, for he was a man, and it was easy to tell a thing like that to. He laughed until he choked, and we got a knife and opened the goose. My heart turned to water, for there was no sign of the stone, and I knew that some terrible mistake had occurred. I left the bird, rushed back to my sister's, and hurried into the backyard. There was not a bird to be seen there. "Where are they all, Maggie?" I cried. "Gone to the dealers, Jem." "Which dealers?" "Breckinridge, of Covent Garden." "But was there another with a barbed tail?" I asked. "The same as the one I chose?" "Yes, Jim, there were two barbed tail ones, and I could never tell them apart."